Daddy, have you heard about Meredith leaving us?
Yes, I came down to say goodbye. I only have a few minutes, and then I have to rush back to my lab.
Lab? Oh, new invention, Daddy?
I have hopes, John.
Uh-huh.
I'm working on synthetic gasoline.
Oh. Well, that's pretty handy stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
I had a nasty experience last night, though.
You did?
Yes, I was making a few experiments after the kids had gone to bed.
Yeah?
It was around midnight. Everything was quiet, and I was hard at work at my end. This is not as simple as I thought. Perhaps if I distill it once more, I can get rid of the raisins. Now, let's see. 5 grams of crude oil, 2 mothballs, raisins.
Hi, Daddy.
Why, Snooks, what are you doing down here?
What are you doing down here?
I'm working. Now, go back to your room.
No, I'm afraid, Daddy.
Afraid of what?
There's a mouse in my room.
How do you know? Did you see him?
No, but I heard him make a noise like a mouse.
Well, you go back and make a noise like a cat. Good night.
What's that black stuff, Daddy?
I'm experimenting with crude oil. I'll tell you about it in the morning. I'll run along.
No, I ain't going to my room until a mouse goes away.
There isn't any mouse there.
Yes, there is. I heard him squeaking.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Come up and hide him.
Snooks, this is one night I won't be disturbed.
Why?
Because I'm working on the greatest invention of my career. I'm making synthetic gasoline.
Huh?
Starting, isn't it?
Yeah.
By a new chemical process which I alone have discovered, I can produce gasoline from a mixture of mothballs, crude oil, raisins, and sink water.
Imagine that.
Yes. My theory is to free the natural hydrocarbons by direct distillation, or cracking, as it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I've cracked the sediment 13 times now, and it might be ready for a trial. Or I wonder, should I crack it once more?
No, I think you cracked enough now, Dad.
Oh, so you think I'm crazy, do you? Do you?
Uh-huh.
That's just what I expected from you. Everybody laughed at Edison, you know.
Was he funny?
Yes, he was very funny.
Yeah?
You wait and see what happens when I'm through here. Not only will everybody have plenty of gasoline, but it'll be absolutely safe to carry.
Why?
Because it won't be in liquid form.
Oh.
After it's dehydrated, it turns into a powder. You can carry 60 gallons in your vest pocket.
So you ain't got a vest.
It doesn't matter. The main thing is you take powder for gas.
Is it like bicarbonate soda?
Of course not.
Well, that's a powder. You always take it when
you're different. Now, please go upstairs and let me finish my experiment.
No, I want to watch.
No.
I want to watch.
All right. And if you behave, I'll let you see how I do it. And I might even let you come with me when I try this synthetic gas.
In the car?
Yes. Now, don't talk while I mix these ingredients. Let this boil for a few seconds.
Yes.
Put in a few drops of crude oil.
Mm-hmm.
Another. Where's the mothballs?
Huh?
I just had some mothballs here. Snooks.
I thought it was peppermint tin.
You didn't eat any. You didn't.
Didn't I?
Oh, no, I hope not, Snooks. That stuff is deadly poison.
I didn't eat any, Daddy. Here it is.
Don't frighten me like that. If you'd eaten one of those mothballs, tragedy would have resulted.
Would it?
Certainly, I'd never be able to finish my experiment tonight. Can't make the gas without them. Well, here we go. See?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff's boiling.
Smells awful, doesn't it, Dad?
It's kind of foul.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to take any chances on running short of gas. I know which way the wind is blowing.
I wish it would blow the other way.
There. It's finished. See? The fluid is distilling off and nothing remains except that white powder. That's it, baby. That's it.
That's what?
Synthetic gasoline. Boy, I'm so happy I could tear up my ration book.
doing?
Oh, you think I haven't got the courage, huh? Oh, watch. There. I did it. I tore up the book. I tore it up?
Let me tear up the sugar book, Daddy.
No. Not until I invent a substitute. Come on. Slip your coat on and we'll try this stuff in the car.
You think it's gonna work?
Have I ever failed?
Uh-huh.
Well, I won't this time. Get in the car, Chuck. I'm going to drain off most of the gas from my tank.
Why?
I'll leave just enough to run a few blocks. What does the gauge say?
I can't tell, Daddy.
Well, where does the needle point to?
It says half. But I don't know if it's half empty or half full.
It's the same thing. Watch it now. Is the needle moving?
Uh-huh. It's almost empty, Daddy.
Fine. Here we go. We'll drive a few blocks, and when we run out of gas, you'll see something. This little package of powder I have is equivalent to 50 gallons of gas. Ha-ha! How's that?
Ha-ha! I don't know.
I'm going to give it a gun. Got to use up what we have in the tank so I can try my invention.
Ain't it used up yet, Daddy?
Almost. We're about 10 miles from home.
Mm-hmm.
Must have had more gas in the tank than I thought.
What happened?
The tank's empty. Well, now for the acid test. Hand me that soda bottle. There's some water in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to mix it with the powder and put it in the car.
Here, Daddy.
Thanks. Now, in she goes. That's the last drop.
What are you going to do now, Daddy?
Do? Why, I'm going to step on the starter and drive home. I guess the motor's cold. What are you yelling about?
I want to go home.
I'll have you home in a minute. Oh, dear. I don't understand it. I cracked it 14 times.
Maybe they want it cracked up to be.
Something must have gone wrong.
Well, let's buy some gas and go home, Dad.
I can't buy any. I tore up my ration book. And you made me do it, you instigator, you. Now you've got to get out and get some gas.
Where shall I get it?
There's a car parked across the street. Now take this rubber tube and siphon a little out of the tank. Go on, they won't mind.
Now, you do it.
What are you so scared about? I'll go and stand beside you. Come on, don't make any noise.
Why?
Just let me unscrew the cap off the tank.
It's a police car, Daddy.
Huh? Oh, well. They get all the gas they want. Come on. Just suck the end of this tube and draw some gas off. I'll hold the bottle.
All right, Daddy.
What happened?
I swallowed it.
Oh, let me do it. See? It's running into the bottle.
It's full, Daddy. And here comes a policeman.
Okay, quick. Let's rush over to the car.
Oh, did you hurt yourself?
No, I'm all right. I fell on the bottle.
Your shirt's all wet, Daddy.
Oh, I hope it's blood. Oh, it's just gone. Get in the car and hold the wheel. I'll give you a push. We're headed downhill anyway.
Hurry, Daddy.
Oh, steer it straight, Snook. Don't let it get away. Snook! Snook, the brake!
I can't stop it, Daddy.
Well, run into something cheap. Oh, no!
Daddy!
Are you all right? You didn't get hurt, did you?
I feel fine, Daddy. I didn't even feel anything.
Oh, good. Well, let's walk home. I never want to see that car again as long as I live. Oh, Snooks, I've been an awful fool. I never should have torn up that gas ration book.
I've been a bigger fool, Daddy.
What do you mean?
I tore up the sugar book.
What? Oh,